Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we had a little fun there with Al McCoy out here broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford on the Sanderson's Ford as they host Safety Day. We've got a lot going on here, but we also have a lot of people on hold, and we actually have someone that came down to Sanderson Ford this morning building. I understand, Art, you're building a new home?
Yes, having a new home built.
All right. Right here in the valley somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Fantastic. And you had a couple questions. So
yeah, my thing
just
is,
just pretend like you and me are in your living room visiting, and there aren't 70,000 people listening, okay?
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you'd like to have a living room. It's not done yet.
Yeah, right. It's just a little ways off. They still haven't poured the foundation, but they're
okay,
there,
so you're at the very beginning stages. Okay, great.
You know, we're having them put in European, you know, water loop, European and sleeve, European for water softener,
okay. All right.
And European for the reverse osmosis, but
okay.
I want to be able to buy the right thing to get the job done correctly and not spend money foolishly.
Okay. Well, ironically, of all the things you've got, I mean, you're going to have hundreds of decisions to make through the course of this. The color of the tile, the color of the grout, the color of the carpet, the color of the countertop.
That's not my department.
The appliances and everything else. It's ironic that that's the one that you would pick, you'd want to visit about, because we feel very strongly about water treatment. And we feel like there's a lot of bad information that's going on out there right now. I would call it lies. Unfortunately, the Attorney General only calls it misleading. So you have to be really careful. But the first thing you want to do is don't look at any equipment that doesn't carry the certification from the Water Quality Association. If it's not certified by the Water Quality Association, don't look at it, because they haven't independently supported or certified it. Anything that uses electricity or magnets to alter water, I wouldn't count. I would tell you, don't count on any of those systems as well, okay? Any system or sales organization that tries to convince you that salt systems are bad for you, and that's the new industry slammer right now, is salt free. Well, if you want to soften water, you are going to have to use sodium, or you're going to have to put a nano filter on your house that's about the size of an old Volkswagen van that will cost you about $60,000, and the filters will need to be replaced about every 2 years, and you will waste, for every gallon you put through your shower, your washing machine, your clothes washer, and your kitchen sink, for every gallon you get softened through nano filtration, you're going to send about 10 gallons down the drain.
Wow.
So there are ways to get soft water through nano filtration, but it's extremely expensive and extremely wasteful. So we go to soft waters, where we're going to do an ion exchange, and it requires sodium to do that. Now, that little bottle of water you've got right in front of you there on the countertop, what do we got here? We got a 10-ouncer or a 12-ouncer? It is it's a 16-ouncer. This 16-ounce bottle of water, if it's out of a softened water tap, will contain about 20 milligrams of salt, okay? A white piece of bread is over 100.
Wow.
A soda pop is several hundred. So unless you are on a horribly medically induced ordered restrictive sodium diet, there is absolutely no health hazard with softened water. And then once you put it through the RO under the kitchen sink and drink it through the tap of the drinking of the RO tap, then you've eliminated any and all of that. So I'm a big believer, if you want treated water, if you want softened water, you need a water softener that uses sodium. And there are several brands that we like. You can find any one of the Maricopa County Rosie certified contractors on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Stay away from anything that isn't certified by the Water Quality Association.
Sounds good. You'll be fine.
Now, in building the home, I actually had an email that this comes up to, and I was going to address it, because you're going to have a lot of other decisions, like Rosie said, whether they're your department to make those or not. Some of them are going to have dollars tied to it, and you have to really be selective on where you do spend and where you don't spend, because they could bankrupt you pretty easily. Not intentionally, but just take a little advice from Sheila here. You spend the money on the bones and the infrastructure, because your surfaces and your decorative parts can always come in later. And I'm going to read this as I imagine she typed it. Could you recommend a local contractor to install a gas line for our stove? When our home was built in 08, my husband would not allow the $400 extra dollar cost or the $240,000 we spent. Here we are 8 years later, and I refuse to cook because I hate electric. He's finally tired of the crock pot meals and the takeout food. I know this was a foolish decision on his part. I wish I'd been more persistent, but we weren't married at the time.
It's going to cost more than $400 today.
Right.
So, Sheila.
So spend the money on the bones and infrastructure. It was an 853, so she's a zip code. West Valley, we just refer Thunderbird Plumbing. He'll get it taken care of.
Art, thanks a bunch for stopping by this morning. Good luck on the build, and as I hope you know, we're here for you. Any question you'd have along the way, never hesitate to contact us. When we got back, we've got Art and Paul and George on hold. We'll get to calls.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.